captured into the ice caverns where they lay imprisoned. A murder of crows appeared from the north, fighting the wind. They had very little to say to one another. They circled a few times, then fought for altitude and rode the breeze toward Mama. They would not have much to report. We began to find more bodies, sometimes in twos and threes. A fair number of the captured had not been caught at all. I recalled Mergen's report that almost half the party made a break for the world after Soulcatcher got loose. Here they were. I did not remember most of them. They were Taglian or Jakuri, rather than old crew. Mostly. Which meant they had enlisted, while I was up north on Mergen's behalf. We came upon Suyin Din Duke, Bucket's Nyuengbo bodyguard. Duke's body had been prepared neatly for ceremonial farewells. That Bucket had paused in the midst of terror to honor one of the quietest and most unobtrusive of the Nyuengbo companions spoke volumes about the character of my adopted father, and that of Duke. Bucket had refused to accept protection. He did not want a bodyguard, and Suyin Din Duke had refused to go away. He had felt called by a power far superior to Bucket's will. I believe they became friends when nobody was looking. I began to shed the tears that had not come when we had found Bucket himself. Willow Swan and Suvrin tried to comfort me. Both were uneasy with the effort, not quite knowing if hugging would be acceptable. It sure would have been, but I did not know how to let them know without saying it. That would have embarrassed me too much. Sara provided the comfort as the Nyuengbo gathered to honor one of their own. Swan woofed. The white crow had landed on his left shoulder and pecked at his ear. It studied the dead man with one eye and the rest of us with the other. Uncle Doge observed,
"Your friend was supremely confident that someone would come this way again, Annalist. He left Duke in the attitude called in respect of patient repose, which we do when a proper funeral has to be delayed. Neither gods nor devils disturb the dead while they lie so disposed."
I sniffled. "Water sleeps, Uncle. Bucket believed. He knew we'd come." Bucket's belief had been stronger than mine. Mine barely survived the Kiolane Wars. Without Sara's relentless desire to resurrect Mergen, I would not have come through the times of despair. I would not have become strong enough to endure when Sara's own time of doubt came upon her. Now we were here, with nowhere to go but forward. I dried my eyes. "We don't have time to stand around talking. Our resources are painfully finite. Let's load him up," Doge interrupted.
"We would prefer to leave him as he is, where he is, till we can send him off with the appropriate ceremonies."
"And those would be?"
"What?"
"I haven't seen many dead Nyuengbo since the Siege of Jaekor. You people do a good job of dancing around death. But I have seen a few of your tribe dead, and there wasn't any obviously necessary funeral ritual. Some got burned on the ghats, as though they were Goonie. I saw one man buried in the ground, as if he were Vedna. I've even seen a corpse rubbed with bad-smelling unguents,